Hello, hello, and welcome to episode, what is it? Episode 37 of the Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast. I am your host for today, and always, that's Kevin Green. With me, as always, is the lovely, lovely Marjorie, who is waving to you now, dear listener. She's waving. Can you see her? Can you see her? Can you see her leather-clad arm with the studs? And the pointy bits. Can you see those? Well, she's waving them at you. Yes, she is. And also with me, later on, no doubt, will be the gin-soaked and tweaked Janice. The gin-soaked and tweaked Janice, who will be reporting from wherever we go today. And I hear you asking, dear listener, Kev, where's that then? Well, I'll tell you, shall I? Shall I? Or shall I keep you in suspenders? No, I'll tell you. We're going... Brace yourselves, we're going to the Trevor Arms in Marford. That's where we're going. Oh, what a fantastic place this is. Oh, so Marjorie, I'm going to need wondrous, wondrous, fantastic music to cope with the wondrous, wondrous Trevor Arms in Marford. Are you up for that? Are you up for that, Marjorie? Oh, I know you're up for anything. So, I'll await your selection with bated breath. Thank you. Thank you, Marjorie. Was that a tuba on that one? Was it a tuba? Was it? Well, that's an unusual one. Yeah, I'll give you that. Because I see where you're going, yes, because the Trevor Arms is certainly unusual. Should we get into what it looks like, shall we? Shall we? Well, the Trevor Arms, if you look at it, it's wonderfully quirky. It's got a wonderfully quirky style of architecture that appears within Marford, where these buildings all have the same sort of look. They have the same quirky shaped windows. Now, this particular building, did I say it was the Trevor Arms in Marford? It's black and white, timber frame, of course, and it's got three rows of windows. Three. And each of the window tops are unusually shaped with unusually shaped OG heads, they're called. Any the wiser? Nope. But anyway, they look fabulous. Have you had a look at those? They're really strange. And the windows are iron-framed and all lattice, so they are very small panes, all iron-framed. Wonderful, wonderful. It gives the building such a fantastic look. Oh, God, I hope they never take them out. It's glorious. I hope they never, ever take them out. Of course, this building, as a lot of these inns was a coaching inn, but it was a really important and large coaching inn, this one, because it's also got its own stable block, so it could put the horses up and everything else. It wasn't just a temporary one, they could stop off there. It was a real big un. Yes, I was going to say it dates from the early 19th century, so first decade of 1800 1810. However, within the building is a much older building. Yes, some of the wooden beams date from around the 17th or the 18th century. That's pretty old. That's getting on a bit. Now, within that history of building, you're thinking to yourself, but that building's seen a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff's been going on in that building. And you would be right in that. Oh, yes. All sorts of stuff. Incidentally, now that we're at the history, it was the favourite pub of RAF. This is a marvellous story. Favourite pub of RAF pilot Ken Rees, who had the start of his bachelor party there on the eve of his wedding in 1942. Unfortunately, Mr. Rees, unfortunately for Ken, he was shot down over Norway. But then he was imprisoned in Stalag Luft 3. Yes, and guess what they did in Stalag Luft 3? Yes, he helped to dig the tunnel that was immortalised in the film The Great Escape. Oh, what? I mean, you couldn't make that up. Did I make that up? No, I didn't. I didn't make that up. Marvellous. So RAF pilot Ken Rees. Well done, Ken. That was his favourite pub. Oh, what else has happened there? Oh, yes. Whoa, there was... Daniel Duddleston, who died in 1903. Yes, he was landlord in the Trevor Arms for 35 years, and he made Marford a mecca for tourists. They flocked from miles around just to come to this place. That showed you how important it was at the time. So well done, Daniel, I'd say. Well done, Daniel. Well, what else is happening? Well, you'd think, wouldn't you? But the history and all the stuff that's been going on in there, they might have a bit of paranormal stuff going on. Is that right? Bit of paranormal stuff, bit of spooks, bit of ghostly stuff, you know? Yes, yes, they do. They do. Ah, oh, and we're going to tell you about them. Yes, and perhaps Shanice will go in and meet a few. You never know, do you? Although, as always with Shanice, they're probably more scared of her than she is of them. She has a reputation. Oh, yes. Well, who else have we got in there? Well, we've got the ghost of a cavalier. Killed during the Civil War. Yes, he's there. He wanders about, flouncing around. He's probably flouncing. Hello. Oh, I'm ghost. Flounce. He's probably got cuffs and things. He's probably got rough, probably a frilly shirt, long hair. Looking gorgeous, long hair billowing in the wind. Yeah, and he sounds great. You might see him. You might see him. Yeah. Oh, but also what is in there? Oh, a young girl spinning in there. Young girl sitting there doing whatever she's doing in there. I don't know what she's, as with always these things, she's probably being a beastly child, charging about the place. Janine will love, Janine? Who the heck is Janine? Janice will love that. Janine? God. Do you have EastEnders? No. Janice will love her. Not. And who else have we got? We've got a woman. Yes, a woman who goes in there and sits by the fireplace in the bar. Sits by the fireplace. Well, she's very wise, if I would. I'd go and sit by the fireplace in the bar, wouldn't you? Lovely place to sit. Quaffing a few G&Ts, warming your little toasty toes. Lovely. That sounds good to me. Oh, there's a very unusual one. Well, this Victorian man, a man dressed all in Victorian garb. He interacts with people. He interacted with one guest. Yes. This chap saw him. The chap saw him in his room. And this Victorian man with mutton chop sideburns was there and with a leather apron. Possibly a farrier, probably working from the stable block. What was he doing in that room? Anyway, the man said to me, "Here you, go away, you, sling your rook." And he reportedly said to this chap, "Make me," and then vanished. Make me. Well, okay, fine. That means he's coming back then. Scary. But, oh dear. There is another, more tragic one. Oh, an unsettled spirit. Oh, one that wanders the village. Oh, what's she wondering about? She's looking a bit cross, a bit upset. Understandably, when I tell you what happened to her. Oh, no. This is the ghost of Lady Margaret Blackburn, or Lady Blackbird. Now, what do you think happened to her? Well, she was murdered by her husband. Yes, her husband, who was a steward of the Trevallyn Hall estate. Yes. And he was having an... I hate to say, I'm sorry if you're of a nervous disposition. He was having an adulterous affair. An adulterous affair. The beast. The beast. The filthy beast. And what did he do? She obviously found out and he threw her down the stairs. Murdered her. Oh, what a nastiness. And so, naturally, she's a little upset by this. She's getting a little cross and she wanders around the village and into the Marford Arms, or Trevor Arms, to beg your pardon, to the Trevor Arms at Marford. And she wanders into there and some of the houses have even got cross-shaped windows to ward her off. Go away, go away, go away, Lady Margaret. Go on, clear off. And she's going, oh, come on, let me in. No, we won't let you in. Clear off. Oh, so she's there and that's not very pleasant, is it? She's quite noisome, an unsettled spirit. Ooh, don't want to meet her, do you? Oh, no. So what will happen if Janice meets her? I think that'd be a clash of the titans. Oh, anyway, Margaret, who the heck is Margaret? Anyway, Margaret. Let's say she's Margaret. You're Marjorie, aren't you? Yes. I'm going to need some more I can't speak. I'm so stunned. Marjorie, I'm going to need some more Marjories. No, I'm not. I'm going to need some more music. Thank you, Marjorie. So I can introduce your niece. Oh, blimey, that was hard. Thank you, Marjorie. Thank you, Marjorie. A bit jazzy. I think we're going back towards the jazz there. Never mind. That'll do. That'll do. That'll get us on towards Janice. I'm sounding a bit drunk. Janice, not Janine. No. Don't know where she is. Janice. So, I'll do you a little song, Janice. Get you in the mood. Are you there? We all love Janice. Are you there, Janice? Yes, I am. Ah, lovely. I love a little tune on my entrance. I love a tune on my entrance as I'm going forward. Like a warm hand on my exit. Anyway, where was I? Yes, here I am at the gorgeous Trevor Arms in Marford. This place has recently reopened. Yes, so you can all come and enjoy it again, because it was shut for a while. But now it's reopened and it's just gorgeous. Now, there's quite a list. I hope we don't meet that woman. What's her name? Lady Margaret Blackbird. Lady Margaret Blackbourne, excuse me. She don't sound very happy, does she? Oh, no. Let's have a look then. Let's go into the Trevor Arms and see what we can see, shall we? Oh, well, I'm in the entrance. I can't see anything at the moment. Hang on, there's a bar. No. Steer away from the bar. I've been told to steer away from the bar. However, I've also been told there's a woman in the bar who sits by the fireplace. Let's go in the bar. While I'm in the bar, barman, ribbon ginger. Yes. Oh, you lovely man. Yes, thank you. Yes, lots of ice. Throw it over. Cheers. Who else? Oh, there she is. She's sitting by the fireplace. Oh, she's toasting herself. Oh, that's nice. What's she got there? Oh, she's got a little gin in tea as well. Excellent. Excellent choice, madam. Lovely. Yes. What else have we got? Oh, there's a big bloke. Oh, what's he doing? What's he got on his face? Oh, what are they? Oh, big old sideburns. Oh, God, I bet they'd give you a tickle, wouldn't they? Hey? Oh, no. What's he doing? What's he got on? He's wearing leather. Oh, that's nice. I like a bit of leather. Oh, what else have we got? What's he doing? Make me. All right. Calm yourself. Oh, that's lovely here, though. Oh, what's that crunching sound? What's that sound? It's like someone's falling down the stairs. Oh, no. Who could that possibly be? Who's falling down the stairs? I was like, I'm making this up. Really? Someone's just... That's more like it. Look at that sound effect. The sound effect. There's some... Oh. They've fallen down the stairs now. Oh, dear. Anyone would think that was just a cardboard box with a paper bag in it, wouldn't you? No, that's not. That's professional sound effect equipment. That's what that is. Yes, it is. Oh, dear. And who's this then? It's Lady Margaret. Oh, hello, Lady Margaret. Oh, don't blame you for looking cross. Oh, you're looking cross because the cheap sound effects. I know. I'm sorry. I'll get some better ones next time. Oh, dear. Oh. With that, I'm going to have to hand back because I'm losing. I keep giggling. I can't talk seriously anymore. So back to the studio. Yes, thank you, Janice. Yes, we might have to invest in a bit of special effect equipment, I feel. Perhaps the cardboard box with the paper bag in it has seen its day. Oh, well, this has been episode 37 of the Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast with your host, Kevin Green, with Marjorie over there, and with Janice. And with Janice is a cardboard box with a paper bag in it. Well done, Janice. I hope you join us again, dear listener. But next time, We maybe even have some different special effects for you. Oh, this has been fun. I've enjoyed this. I hope you have. Oh, what a way to spend your afternoon. Please join us again. Oh, we'll see you soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.